I met Adel Marte, a young Latino who's been living in Indianapolis for the past 5 years. He told me about his impression of the Latino community's relationship with police. He was born in the U.S., but lived most of his life in the Dominican Republic and is now a freshman at Ivy Tech. He said that it's common for young Latinos to fear law enforcement because of citizenship status, but he hopes the growing Latino community can foster better relations with police.
I know a lot of us are afraid of the police in a way because some of us haven't had a license or we know somebody who doesn't really is documented. I don't know if a lot of them are really familiar with the Latino community and how they ended up coming in here as immigrants. And what I don't like is the stereotyping go ahead. Like, I don't know how to engage the police and the Latino community more openly, but they need to get to know like each other better because I know a lot of cases then my friends or parents of my friends have just been pulled over because driving while brown or something. Just driving down, they saw them like Latinos or something. It just depends. There's good policemen and there's bad policemen like everywhere else. So I know a couple of policemen. Like, I actually met this lady. She's African-American and she likes people reporting like what's going on in their communities. Well, I hope that police officers here in Indianapolis we'll get to know really the Latino community because to really consider like how they're doing and not to really punch these kids or a family and just really get to know the culture so we can let these people heal because they're really hurt and just make Indianapolis better.
The Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department has outreach and educational programs to help relationships between police and the Latino community. Sergeant Matthew Mount, a spokesperson for the IMPD, says the Badges Without Borders program provides Spanish language and cultural awareness classes for officers. Maybe this type of police outreach could help eliminate future misunderstandings between Adel's community and police. For Y Press, I'm Katie Bollinger.